Straight Talk is sponsored in part by California Medicare Advantage, a partnership of Community Hospital of Long Beach and the physicians of CareMore Medical Group.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a loaded show for you tonight with wonderful stars and friends of Straight Talk and our first guest, David Engel, in town to star in Kiss Me, Kate. David, welcome back to Straight Talk and back to Long Beach.
Back, yeah.
You are one of the most popular of actors in Musical Theater West. I've seen you myself in Crazy for You and La Cage, and they were fantastic productions.
This is my sixth show, Kiss Me, Kate. I've done, Blame It on the Movies, La Cage, Crazy for You, Singing in the Rain, and Swing so far.
Wow.
Now Kiss Me, Kate.
Well, obviously, a kind of a match made in heaven, and the Carpenter Center, the venue, is a great place for actors, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Musical Theater West is a great setup. Paul Garman there is just, he's the hardest working man in show business, I know, but he's really created a great venue for actors to come and work. And it's really, that theater, too, is a great place to see theater. They do great, huge main stage productions, but the theater is set up so that it's not deep, so nobody's really far away.
No bad seats.
Open. Yeah, it's open very wide, and it's over 1,100 seats, I think.
And as you know, I teach at Long Beach State, and the Carpenter Center is at Long Beach State,
and
it's a way of bringing people onto our campus, which is great for the university as well. Well, tell us a little bit about Kiss Me, Kate. I know it has something to do with Taming of the Shrew, but...
Yeah, it's Cole Porter. I think it was originally done in 1947 with Alfred Drake and Patricia Morrison. It was revived a couple of years ago on Broadway, and so we're doing that, the revival version of it, which won all the Tonys. I think we have the original Broadway touring sets and costumes.
Really?
We're using this, yes.
So it's about a couple, a showbiz couple?
A showbiz couple. They bantering and all the time, and so they're actually split at this time, but they come back together. The director is, director, producer, star is Fred Graham, who I play. And Elizabeth Ward Land is playing Kate, and he woos her back from Hollywood. She's gone off to Hollywood to be a star, to come and star in this musicalization of The Taming of the Shrew.
So it's a play within a play.
Within the play. So we each play two characters, Fred and Lily, and then Kate and Petruchio. Within the musical.
Well, let me just put in a plug for Musical Theater West. They are doing outstanding work, and I have the brochure. Kiss Me, Kate is the last show of the season. It started with La Cage, then Hot Mikado, then always Patsy Cline with Sally Struthers, who was our guest. And let me just hold up the brochure. And I do that because our guest, David Engel, was starring in the first production, which was La Cage.
Right.
And now in the last production, Kiss Me, Kate. So kind of bookends.
I don't know who these guys are. They're not me.
You. But those are the productions. And congratulations to Musical Theater West on another very successful season.
Yeah. They do great. They're one of the best CLOs in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, they just keep doing great productions.
Tell our audience what it's like getting up there and belting out tunes like you do so well. Is it a high? Is it you feel like that is the moment?
Yeah, boy, you know, and really on this stage, I've gotten to do my most gratifying work. I've worked for 25 years on Broadway, off Broadway, around the country, but really, actually, on this stage, I would say, has been the most gratifying roles I've ever played.
Why?
And
why?
Just because, well, I mean, Fred Petruchio in Kiss Me, Kate is a great role. I haven't done it yet. I actually have played it before, and I played the secondary role in that, like, 17 years ago in Rhode Island. But La Cage, I had done the original Broadway production 20 years ago, and so it was very dear to my heart, and then suddenly I'm playing the lead, one of the two lead male roles in it, and it was just, it has a great star turn number at the
that
end of the
show. That show was sensational. Everyone, I got a standing ovation, I remember, opening
yeah,
night.
Yeah, every night, boy. Every night we were getting them.
But you said this is your favorite venue, or favorite shows, or both, or, I mean, one would think that Broadway...
I know, but you know what?
Lights,
I actually... done chorus on Broadway in shows, but I've also done principal roles. I did a show called Putting It Together on Broadway with Carol Burnett. And so, you know, I it's just she and I on stage or me solo, and it's great, but I don't know. First of all, that was a review. Being able to play a character and deliver the song from the character point of view, it's you go through a journey, and it's much more gratifying. The closing act of Lacage, that
so
number,
moving.
It's like they don't write numbers for men like that. Yeah. It was kind of Rose's turn or something from Gypsy.
Yeah.
So that was totally gratifying. Crazy for You was totally tailored to my song and dance skills,
Gershwin.
as well as Singing in the Rain that I did.
Yeah.
And Paul originally asked me to do Bill Calhoun in this because his audiences have seen me do the Song and Dance Man thing, and that's the Bill Calhoun character in this is. And I said, I want to do Fred. I want to do the other role. So he gave it to me. So.
And in the minute or two we have left, speak to the importance of the audience to the actor, because I've been told several times now that audiences make a difference. It's a live performance. It's happening at that moment. And the audience is part of the performance. Most people don't believe that, but it's really true, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if a lot of audiences will just come to theater and they're like watching television. They don't react, and it makes it difficult. We're still doing the same work we do up there, and I don't think anyone would know the difference. But the difference for us performing when you're feeding off the audience is... it's night and day. I mean,
you feed off the energy
of the audience. Becomes joyous. It can really become work, especially in a long run if you're doing a show, just cranking it out every night. And if they're not, and there are, every audience has a different personality, and they all feed off each other.
Do the actors go back after the show and say, boy, that was a good audience, or that was a flat audience?
Of course. And if they're good, it's like riding on a cloud. You just take it, and it's joyous, it's fun, if the audience isn't coming back. So, you know, the audience has a responsibility to us.
Okay. And you're professionals, and good audience or mediocre audience, you go through the show.
Yeah, we do. We still give the same performance.
Yeah.
Like I said, you would probably never know the difference, but for us, it makes a difference.
Sure.
Makes it fun.
Well, if you want to see this incredibly talented actor, Kiss Me Kate, coming to the Carpenter Center July 10th through the 25th, and I guarantee you a good time. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. Stay with us for some more talented actors after these messages.